Welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and today we'll be discussing
tips for when it gets hard.
When life gets hard.
Because
it's been a hard one this week.
Oh my gosh. This one is definitely for where we are right now.
Right.
Very much. So yeah. For those that don't know, we just did a Confident Kitchen Kickstart.
Yep.
Which is our live where we help teach meal planning basics, right? So that's that was a 4-day live, which actually we do enjoy it, but man, was it a crazy week.
I think what made it extra crazy was the additional
deliveries. We had on sites. We had lots of cooking.
I think another struggle at navigating it was the addition of our children getting sick.
All three of our kids got sick this week. Man, was that crazy.
Honestly,
everything would have been perfectly fine. Like, the funny thing is this is the second time that we did this launch, and this time we added a fourth day that was like just already inherently on it. Last one was 3 days, and we did that during a Tony Robbins event.
Yeah, which that in itself is insane, because that was a 5-day event, and those days were basically like anywhere 12 to 16 hour days.
Yeah, that was very long. So that was, we already, it's funny because we were like, how did we do that again, like 6 weeks later, and we like have a crazy week, which we were like, we're ready for it, right? But then our son got sick.
Yeah, and he was the first one. He came home, he had a minor cold, very minor. We were navigating that with ease, and we were just kind of working through it.
But apparently they turned into colds and then ear infections.
Yeah.
So everyone, every single one of all three of our kids.
Thankfully, it was just sick. The kids and not us.
Thankfully, yes, because if one of us, that would have sucked.
We would have just muscled through it.
That's just how we roll.
Yeah.
But that's why I kind of, as I was like writing some notes and stuff for our podcast episodes, I was like, you know what? Those other families, parents, business owners, anyone else that might be listening to this, definitely one need to know, it happens. And you're gonna have those weeks. You're gonna have those weeks where you're like, holy crap, how are we making through this?
And I think this week was a huge test, not only for us and our business, but in our connection with each other as well.
Also, and just as parents.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to see our kids be miserable from being sick too.
Yeah.
That's just very impossibly hard.
Right.
So, if you have one of those weeks where maybe your kids get sick, or maybe just nothing in your business feels like it's working, it's going to happen. Because this was just one of those, because It wasn't the latter. It was the, oh my gosh, could we take another thing with... Oh, we did, because our son also had an allergic reaction to the medication. So that was the little cherry on top, right?
Right.
But...
he almost looked like a cherry.
Oh my goodness, I feel so bad.
I know. I'm so happy that we were able to get him checked out
and everything's clearing fine. Yes. But the point is it's going to happen. It is inevitably going to happen. And it's not going to necessarily be that all of your kids are sick at once.
Right.
Or
that just happened to be for us this week.
That just happened to be this week. Or that things aren't working out. It could be that you have a plan and it just falls through. And you have to adjust and adapt, right? It could be anything. But it's any of those wall-kicking moments that you're just like, how in the hell am I going to keep going? But our first tip is to keep going, because it's going to get easier. It'll get better. It's not going to stay that
right
forever.
And I think that's one of the biggest things, is understanding that just because you're in a wall kicking moment, mm-hmm. just because there's a bit of struggle and resistance in front of you, pushing on you, that resistance is only going to make you stronger.
Yes.
And how you handle what's causing that will give you a better opportunity to grow, not only for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but for your family.
And it's getting to that, it's getting over or through the wall.
Yeah.
To get to the next thing. So, and I think that that's something that we have found, is that it's just pushing to the next thing. Because yeah. there's always going to be those moments. And it was funny because I was, when we were talking with Allie, I was like, why is it so hard? And she was like, because it's life. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true.
Yeah. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm so grateful that we were able to get through it this week.
Definitely.
And so happy that we got through it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that no matter all the struggle and everything that we dealt with, that we stayed firm together and mm-hmm. basically just said, hey, we're getting through this together, and we're yeah. not letting this break it.
Yes. So, our second tip, give yourself grace. Because when things like this happen, whatever it is, let it happen.
And understand that giving yourself that little bit of grace, that little bit of pause, and that moment of, you know what? It's not how I planned it. It's mm-hmm. not how I wanted this to go down. But I know that I'm getting through it, and I know that it'll be better on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Having that one little moment will make such a huge difference in accepting what can come at you.
Mm-hmm. And then next is, in those days, just do like three things. Just do three things. Because at least if you're doing, and if that seems impossible, of course, like just do the one thing.
Right.
Just do the one thing in your business that is going to move you forward. Because that is going to keep moving the momentum, moving the needle forward and going forward.
It keeps
a little push forward.
Right. Well, it keeps your, like you said, your momentum. It keeps moving the needle. It keeps mm-hmm. you on the path to that success and ultimate and inevitable goal that you're going to reach. Mm-hmm.
And perfection doesn't exist, so you're on your own timeline. Like, there's not a perfect way to do anything. There's not the only right way. It's what's the right way for you. And that's on your own time.
Right.
Right. Which leads us to be there for what you're needed for. And that means, like, for us this week, we had to slow down a little bit to be able to be there more for the kids.
Yeah.
For this week. Even though it was busy, even though it was crazy, we had to kind of, okay. Actually, and that changed our lives a little bit. Because, and by lives, I mean like our video lives.
Yeah.
Not,
it changed everything. The launch live.
Yes, the launch live. Because I know that the first night, I wasn't there.
No, you weren't.
Because I was with the kids. And then on
Day three, second or third day,
I had to step out because...
It was day three. Actually, it was day two because that was when we were downstairs.
Yes. So, like, I had to step out to be with our middle child because we woke up and we were crying and stuff. And then our third day, I think our oldest came in here with us.
Yeah.
For a little bit because he woke up. So it was just, it changed things. But we had to be there when our kids need us. Absolutely. Which is that's the whole point of being parents, right? Is that yeah. we're doing this. And not only that, but for us as growing this business, that was the whole point of us doing this, was so that we could be there for our kids. To have our own schedule, to be able to build it around our lives, and be there for when our kids need us.
And I think that's a really good point, and it really also lends to the fact that no matter what you're doing, your business is always going to be there. Like,
yeah.
you have to keep going mm-hmm. and you have to show the time and commitment to those others around you
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily 100% just deep dive into the business. Mm-hmm. If you see that something's going on, that you need to take a step back from the business so you can focus your attention elsewhere, because you're seeing that it's lacking in that part of your life, do it. Take the step mm-hmm. back. Readjust your focus.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of times exactly what you needed to do.
Yeah.
And the thing is like you said, like, your business is not going anywhere. Now, does that mean that you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to take a pause for like 6 months and then come back and, oh my gosh, why has my business done anything? No. It's saying that for this moment in time, so for instance, because of everything, I am behind on socials. I'm behind yeah. on posting and scheduling of things. But you know what? That is not the end of the world.
No.
That's our not accounts are still perfectly fine. The people yeah. who follow us are still fine. It is not the end of the world. Our business is still there. We still have clients that like and follow and reach out to us for work.
Yeah.
That's the point, is that the things that aren't as necessary all the time to be on top of all the time, those are the things that are like, you know what, right now I need to focus on, for us right now, it was our family.
Yeah.
But the things that were majorly important within that, which are like our clients' orders and our launch, those we were still on top of. So those were our three things, right? Our yeah. three things were the kids, our launch, and our orders.
Absolutely. And
that's what we could control.
Yeah, and honestly, right, that's all we could do.
Mm-hmm. So, be there for what you're needed for.
Exactly.
For us, that was our family this week. But we were like, that's what we need to do. And my final tip is, you're not alone. And that's why we're actually talking about this in this episode. Because you know what? A lot of the times you're in this space and it's like, oh my gosh, does anyone else get it?
Yeah. And I think we've had that question a number of times on, you know, maybe having to juggle the kids and yes. the different things that they're getting into or all running around and all the yeah. chaos that we have on a day-to-day life. That,
well, even as business owners, like, just the little minute things that happen in business, if like something doesn't go right, if you get a bad review, because let's be real, we all get bad reviews occasionally.
It's bound to which happen.
Which sucks, and you're like, oh, that hurt, but I'm going to keep going because I have all of these. And it's silly because the bad review hurts, right? But like, you have crap tons of other people that are like, I love this, y'all are great, all these things. But for some reason, that one little thing is like annoying. Because it's,
I think one of the biggest reasons is because it sticks out.
Because it stands out from everything that you're seeing. That's true.
On top of the fact that when you see something that's negative, it starts really digging into your head mm-hmm. because then it plants a little bit of a seed of doubt
yeah.
in what you're doing, and you're wondering, am I actually doing what I'm meant to do?
Right. And it's funny because I think sometimes you get some of the weirdest, like, this is what I'm complaining about. And that's when you're like, does anyone else get these crazy, crazy things too?
Yeah.
But you're not alone.
You're not alone.
If you are having a rough week and you're like, nothing is going right, the kids are being crazy, they're all sick, I'm not getting enough orders.
Or enough sleep.
Whew.
Because that's another problem.
We actually have gotten some good sleep in the past, like, 2 days.
And I will say that's because a little bit of the sickness.
Yeah, it was like the middle child actually slept in. But if you're getting that, if you're like, I don't know what I'm doing with children and newborns and running a business and anything, one, you're not alone. So many people are dealing with that as well. And if you're like, I wish I had someone to talk to who gets it, send us a message.
Reach out. We're here to talk. We're here to be just mm-hmm. as helpful as we can be, no matter what sort of stage of life you may be going through. If you're looking for something as a resource in food and recipes and questioning what you want to make, of course, reach out. But if you're having a hard time and you want to talk to somebody, you can always reach out and we'll do our best to be there for you.
Well, yeah, as parents and business owners.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got any of that, we get it.
And who knows, maybe he's a lifelong friend.
But did you have anything else to add? Those are my five tips. We're keep going, give yourself grace, do three things each day, right? Three things that'll move your business forward. If one is all you can do, of course, that is going to be the most important thing, right?
Absolutely.
Be there for what you need to, and you're not alone.
I think for me, the only other thing I might add would be to just take a moment and breathe. If you're feeling really stressed out and you're feeling like you're becoming really overwhelmed, just take a second to pause and breathe. Take a couple deep breaths, recenter yourself, and really realign yourself with what you know your purpose is, what you know you should be doing in the world, and let that be the guiding force of what you can do. That'd probably be the only other thing I would add.
Awesome. Well, we hope you guys have a good rest of your week. But until next time, keep it 100% fresh.